Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, GovCon Launch by Eric A. Coffee is a practical business guide focused on helping entrepreneurs and small business owners enter the U.S. government contracting market. Positioned as a step-by-step roadmap rather than a theoretical overview, the book aims to reduce intimidation around selling to government agencies by clarifying how the marketplace works and what actions a new vendor should take first. Coffee emphasizes that government buyers can be a stable, long-term customer base, while also acknowledging the process is complex and requires consistent execution. A recurring purpose of the book is to challenge common misconceptions that keep capable businesses from pursuing public sector work. Along the way, it highlights the value of free or low-cost public resources for learning, market research, and opportunity discovery. The book also addresses different entry paths, including pursuing work as a prime contractor, subcontractor, or consultant, and it underscores planning and preparation to compete effectively. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing government contracting by confronting common misconceptions. A central theme in GovCon Launch is that many barriers to getting started are driven by false narratives rather than reality. Coffee focuses on reshaping how readers think about government contracts, treating the public sector as a learnable sales channel instead of an insiders-only arena. This mindset shift matters because it affects whether a business owner will do the unglamorous work of registration, research, and outreach long enough to see results. The book encourages readers to replace assumptions with a clearer view of how agencies buy, why they buy, and what they need from vendors. By demystifying the environment, it frames government customers as structured and process-driven rather than impossible to access. It also positions the challenge as primarily strategic and operational understanding requirements, presenting a credible offer and communicating with the right stakeholders. This reframing sets expectations for persistence and follow-through while keeping the opportunity grounded in practical steps. Secondly, a structured step-by-step framework for launching a GovCon pathway, GovCon Launch is repeatedly described as organized and action-oriented. And its value proposition is a framework that moves readers from interest to execution. Instead of treating government contracting as a single tactic, the book approaches it like a business line that needs setup, planning, and a repeatable process. The framework is meant to advance a reader's journey in sequence, helping them avoid random bidding and instead build a foundation that supports long-term pursuit. While the exact checklist details can vary by business type, the broader pattern is consistent: get positioned properly, identify realistic opportunities, and take disciplined steps to compete. This emphasis is useful for new entrants who can be overwhelmed by acronyms, portals, and procurement rules. The book pushes readers toward clarity about what they sell, who buys it, and what they need to do next rather than consuming information without action. The result is a launch orientation build momentum with a process that can be repeated and improved over time. Thirdly, using free public resources to reduce cost and speed up learning. Another major topic is the use of free resources to identify and pursue opportunities. Coffee highlights that many early-stage costs and uncertainties can be reduced by leveraging publicly available tools and information, rather than paying for expensive subscriptions. Immediately, this includes using government and public data sources to understand what agencies purchase, how often they buy, and where opportunities are posted. The practical implication is that a small business can begin market research and pipeline building with minimal overhead, which is especially relevant for entrepreneurs testing fit or operating with limited capital. The book also connects this approach to resilience when budgets are tight or conditions are uncertain. Disciplined use of free resources can keep the business moving. By encouraging resourcefulness, it reinforces that the early advantage is not secret access, but consistent application of accessible information. In that sense, the book treats learning and opportunity discovery as skills that can be built through regular use of available tools. Fourthly, finding the right buyers and communicating with purpose using scripts. GovCon Launch places strong emphasis on understanding which agencies buy specific products or services and then taking direct steps to connect with the people involved in purchasing. Instead of relying solely on responding to posted solicitations, the book stresses proactive engagement and clearer communication. This is where practical scripts and outreach guidance become important. For many small businesses, the hardest part is not capability, but converting capability into buyer conversations in a professional, procurement-friendly way. By offering structured language for contacting agencies, the book aims to reduce hesitation and improve consistency. The core lesson is that government contracting still involves relationship building, but within a formal context where clarity, compliance, and credibility matter. The book also implies a disciplined approach to outreach research first, contact the correct stakeholder, and present a focused value proposition. This topic connects the strategic to the tactical by showing that progress often comes from repeated, intentional communication rather than passive waiting. Lastly, positioning and growth options: prime contractor, subcontractor, or consultant. COFFEE addresses multiple ways to participate in the government contracting ecosystem, recognizing that not every business should start the same way. The book discusses positioning as a prime contractor, a subcontractor, or a consultant, which helps readers choose a path aligned with capacity, past performance, and risk tolerance. Prime contracting can offer more control and potentially higher revenue, but it also increases responsibility for compliance and delivery. Subcontracting can lower barriers to entry by allowing a newer firm to contribute under an experienced prime, building credibility and learning government expectations. Consulting, meanwhile, can be a way to monetize expertise and help others navigate the process, especially for those with transferable skills in compliance, proposal support, or procurement operations. By presenting these options, the book emphasizes strategy over ego. The goal is to get into the market and build sustainable traction. This positioning perspective helps readers design a realistic entry plan and avoid forcing a one-size-fits-all approach. In conclusion, GovCon Launch is best suited for entrepreneurs and small business owners who want a practical, organized introduction to pursuing government work and who are ready to execute rather than just explore. It is also relevant for service providers who want to support contractors as a consultant or for businesses considering subcontracting as a lower-risk first step. Readers benefit most if they already have a defined product or service and want a clearer process for finding buyers, building an opportunity pipeline, and communicating effectively in a procurement environment. The main practical payoff is momentum. The book is positioned as a guide that reduces confusion, encourages use of free resources, and provides concrete tactics such as outreach guidance and forecasting-oriented thinking to anticipate opportunities. Intellectually, it helps replace myths with a more accurate mental model of how government buying works and what disciplined participation looks like. Compared with many government contracting books that lean heavily into regulations or dense terminology, this one stands out for its emphasis on clarity, step-by-step structure, and actionable direction. It frames government contracting as a learnable business development system, provided the reader commits to persistence and consistent application. If you would like to support Eric E. COFFEE, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.